6 minutes after the hour of 11 a.m., and it's Thursday, March 24th, 2022. If you're in Europe, this is the end of the Julian calendar. Believe it or not. I just thought I'd throw a little tidbit of information in there. Dave Krieger with you. So glad you could join us, homeschool moms and kids alike. Yes, we try to bring you the truth because that's what's important here. We've got a bit of news to cover before we bring Nick Corbishley on the show to talk about his latest book, Scanned. I think if you know what a QR code is, you kind of get the drift of where that's going. And we'll bring him on at the bottom of the hour. And we just want to let you know, because of scheduling scenarios, our second hour of our show today is going to be a replay along with tomorrow, Friday's show, both hours. We're going to be back on the air again live on Monday. So tomorrow's going to be a repeat, as well as the second hour of today's show, just to let you know. And that's because of scheduling scenarios. We're trying to accomplish a bunch of things in the background production-wise. And so in the meantime, we've done a little bit of scheduling and moving stuff around so we can keep things on an even flow and get that information to you. You know, we still have your email blast that you will get. That's always a good thing. But today, yeah, we're only going to do 1 hour live. 844-769-2944 is the number to call. We have a 10% off Optibeta and Miracle Skin products. That's a Helon and Lamb cream this week at the Power Mall. And we have also Nuke Protect. And this is something now that everybody, and this is a paranoia. I don't know what it is. People, these politicians open their mouth and keep talking about nuke this, nuke that, and somebody's going to drop a nuke and it's going to be a limited nuke and they're going to make a point. It's going to be political and yada, 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 yada. You believe whatever propaganda you want, but it's really amazing when this starts and all this stuff starts coming out, everybody runs and starts buying stuff to protect you from nuclear radiation. Radiation sickness is no fun if you've ever studied this stuff like I do. I mean, you start bleeding from every orifice and your bones start turning, you know, brittle, and your whole body just starts to disintegrate. It's awful. It's a terrible way to die. And if you ever watch the results of the fallout from Nagasaki, Hiroshima, you'll know what I'm talking about. And this is why you can't find potassium iodide or iodate anywhere, which is why we have Nuke Protect from North American Urban Spice at the Power Mall. It's got a full ingredient list that has an ORAC profile 6 times more powerful than blueberries, and it's ideal for uses in case of nuclear radiation exposure to replace all of the terrible iodine you get from a nuclear fallout and the blast with natural source iodine so your body doesn't absorb it, it resists it, and therefore you stay healthy. Speaking of healthy, good and health naturally products that are new at the Power Mall, the vitamin C with Camu Camu, the daily immune protection, Ionic Selenium, Joint and Skin Matrix, and Sammy Plus. Check them out. And we still have our BOGO special going on. Power Silver, 1 ounce Nano Silver, and Tranquil while supplies last. And, of course, for those of you who want to become level 1, 2, or 3 support members, when you see the buymeacoffee.com/thepowerhour banner pop up on your website, just click on that and you can become a team member. Each level of support gives you more perks, especially those discounts you get with all your online orders at the Power Mall. And, of course, mygotodoc.com. Don't forget that. That's the place where you can find an online doctor, Dr. Syed Haider and his team. He's a COVID expert. You can find pharmacies there that will dispense off-label meds without charging you an arm and a leg. Mygotodoc.com. You know, when we have all these people out there fear-mongering, telling you there's another wave of something. In fact, we just found out, I got a text this morning saying there was going to be a flu alert on Friday. They know there's going to be high risk for flu on Friday. I'm like, okay, propaganda. How do they know this? You know, flu alert on Friday, brought to you by CVS Pharmacy. Hey, isn't that wonderful, folks? I'm just like, all right, right there. As soon as I saw the sponsored ad that there's going to be a flu alert, it's like, all right, BS alert, BS alert, it's propaganda, read past that, have a good laugh, and have a great day, right? But see, the thing is that we don't want to take chances. Nobody likes to take chances. So this is why Dr. Syed Haider and his team at mygotodoc.com keep your medicine cabinets stocked up in advance. So if you feel something coming on, you can touch base with the doctor on his website. You can ask questions forever. Sign up for free. I did. Dr. Syed Haider has been on the show twice. He's a COVID expert. He's treated over 50,000 people with zero deaths. Unlike other sites, you can keep asking questions forever and ever. I always like to use the Latin phrases ad infinitum, ad nauseum. Most importantly, they hook you up with the independent pharmacies that charge less than anybody else to get the medications you need. MyGoToDoc.com is the website. Their phone number, 281-219-7367. Like I said, we are going to be talking about e-passports and digital IDs at the bottom of the hour. But, of course, you know we value your phone calls. Sherry in Kansas, how are you this morning?
Okay. Hey. That was a great interview you had yesterday with Stephanie Seneff. I didn't get to listen to it live, but I caught it this morning. And I just consider her a real treasure. She is so great. And, you know,
well, you know, you and me both, Sherry. You and me both. I was jumping all over the opportunity to interview her, and we've got nothing but rave reviews. Thanks for yours.
Besides what she mentioned on the collagen component of glycine and collagen and the, I think she said the P450, is it an enzyme?
Yes, that's what these are that are being affected by the spike proteins.
Yeah, and, you know, another important thing that glycine's involved in is glutathione, because glutathione is made up of glycine, glutamine, and cysteine.
And that's right.
Glutathione's our main liver detox.
That's right. It's a good thing we have that at the Power Mall, so, you know, I'm glad you brought that up.
But, yeah, it's so important, and I had read her paper about that glyphosate might be involved in substituting for glycine, and I hope she's able to prove that, because that's really important. Anyway, Dave, that's all I had. Thanks.
Well, I appreciate it, Sherry in Kansas. Thank you so much for calling, and you have yourself a wonderful day and a great weekend. Then we move on with the news, and there's some. I tried to really pick through this stuff because, as you know, much of it is propaganda. You have to look at the news source and decide whether it's trusted or not. We get some of our stuff from Epoch Times, and we get some of our stuff from Breitbart, WorldNet Daily, and I really pick through this stuff and identify what's what. Because I really don't like, and I know because of PSYOPs and the training I got when I was in the military, that there's a lot of stuff in here you just can't believe. And because of the fact of this COVID nonsense going on right now and what we eventually have found out and the amount of research we've done, we already know we're at war with our government. They're trying to kill off as many of us as possible. Now, I know that may be a very hard pill to swallow. I get that. But you look at the fact that in 2021, virtually all the states experienced a drop in population. Whether it was from COVID deaths or whether it was from deaths because people were locked in and had to stay at home and they were freaking out. And what did they do? They opened up the liquor cabinet and started drinking. And a lot of them died because of alcoholism. The statistics are bearing that out. I mean, it makes common sense. I mean, you're not going to die sitting at home smoking pot because it's a natural herb. Of course, you know, our government has declared a war on drugs, which to me is sheer stupidity. And they're putting people in prison that basically don't belong, because to each his own, your body, your choice, right? You want to smoke pot, that's up to you. I just wouldn't get behind the wheel of a car because that's irresponsible. But if you want to sit at home and, you know, get high and veg, that's entirely up to you. It's a personal choice. Just like whether or not you want to have an abortion, whether or not you want to have a kid. You know, I would rather not get pregnant. Of course, I would look funny, you know, because anybody with a beer gut, they walk around and people go, when's a baby due? You know, but that's not the thing with me. You know, you do have a right to choose. You really do. And this is why the Roe versus Wade thing, to me, was all political. I am not an abortion advocate, so don't start the pro-life stuff with me. I knew a girl once, way back when in the 70s, used to get pregnant every other month and would go to the abortion clinic. And I'm like, you know, this is stupid. If you're going to go out and have sex, why don't you just go get your tubes tied so you're not doing this and having abortions constantly? I mean, it's crazy. You're hurting your body doing this. And, I mean, she was a dear friend. And it's just one of these things where if you're a friend, you're going to say the right thing. God's going to inspire you to say the right thing. That's just the world we live in, folks. If you walk in love, you would know that. North Korea, by the way, has tested a banned intercontinental ballistic missile for the first time since 2017, according to South Korea and Japan. Japanese officials said it flew 684 miles and fell in Japanese waters after flying over an hour. That's a little freaky, isn't it? Don't think they're not trying to reach the U.S. coast with this stuff. They want to put something up overhead. You know, it's called EMP, electromagnetic pulse. We've talked about it. One thing you're going to learn, there's going to be an article on our email blast that's put out by a gentleman named Corbett. And if one thing that you learn after spending years in the conspiracy realist space is when globalists tell you something is about to happen, you better believe that they're hard at work behind the scenes to make that prediction a reality. For example, when 9/11 suspect Philip Zelko, or Zelico, takes to the pages of Foreign Affairs to warn about the imminent threat of catastrophic terrorism, like that of Pearl Harbor, will divide our past and future into a before and after. You better believe his neocon cronies are about to deliver a 9/11 to the public. So best to keep your eye on that. When Bill Gates warns we're not ready for what he calls the next epidemic, you better believe he's using his monopolization of global health to prime the pump for the COVID scamdemic. And that's exactly what happened. That's what we're facing. And now we're being hit with one crisis after another, but there's nothing organic or natural about them. It's like phase two of the Great Reset, and that phase is called war. Now here we got the rope-a-dope, and it's called Ukraine. Let's make Russia the enemy. We have to have a protagonist and an antagonist. And so, you know, oh, it doesn't matter what kind of nonsense Zelensky's doing in his country of Ukraine. Russia wants their country back, and they want to come in and stop all of what they claim is this Nazism in Ukraine. So we all of a sudden now we're being forced to take sides in a war that's being fought thousands of miles away. And we have politicians in America that should know better than to get involved. We just got out of Afghanistan, for God's sakes, and now they're trying to get us involved in another war where Putin is saying, look, if you pose an existential threat against us, we're dropping a nuke in. We're going to teach you people a lesson. And believe you me, Russia has been beefing up their nuke supplies more than the United States has. We've been going to sleep. And it's not we the sheeple that's involved in this. It's your government, folks. The ones that want to depopulate America using this jab. And, of course, they'll deny it. There's all sorts of people that are deniers, and they'll point fingers at all of us out there accusing us of being conspiracy theorists. And, oh, why would your government want to do that? Why would they want to murder we the people? Well, there's a reason. If you look at the World Economic Forum and Agenda 21, which is now Agenda 2030, I mean, they've got an agenda, and they make no bones about admitting it. It's out there, folks. This is not propaganda. This is realism. We can see it happening. And then when the government says, well, ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine and budesonide and all that, you can't have that because that's bad for you. And they fudge the studies to back what they're saying. But the studies are lies. Fauci, every time he opens his mouth, it's one lie after another. Rochelle Walensky going to CNN to get her information, and she's a scientist, really? Her credibility is zero in my book. Should be in yours, but like I said, it's up to you. You got to do the research like Sherry. Sherry's done a ton of research. Otherwise, she wouldn't be calling in and proffering the data she was proffering based on the interview we did with Stephanie Seneff. I mean, I was honored to have that woman on the show. I mean, she's one of these that are supporting the frontline doctor allegiance, and I just love her for that. I think she's doing a great job. She's helping humanity, and that's what counts. She's walking in love with God, and that's what makes a difference. Don't think that God doesn't inspire scientists to do the right thing, because a lot of them are coming out and saying, hey, you know what? This is wrong. Everything that we're doing is wrong. We need to be looking at what the government is saying, because what they're saying is wrong. Mark in Iowa, welcome to the show, sir. How are you?
Well, I hope you can hear me, because I have a lot of difficulty with my phone when I try to call you. I don't, you know,
I can hear you. I can hear you loud and clear, okay. Mark.
Okay, good. Hey, I don't know. Are you familiar with scalar energetics? Because actually, when you go back to the Kennedy administration in Cuba, the primary weapon that the missile crisis, the primary weapon that the Russians were installing was scalar. And down in Cuba, secondary right. was the missiles. But Yeah, and what happened, that was the first time that the Russians used Navy against the U.S. Navy. We had a battle group down there, and so they, all of a sudden a hurricane came out of nowhere. Are you familiar with that?
No, but I'll tell you, it's interesting that, you know, somebody's on our side. If a hurricane came out of nowhere, you know, that's kind of amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, and it almost sunk the naval fleet. I mean, there was carriers and, you know, and cruisers and all that. The other thing I wanted to tell you about was Fukushima. Fukushima was a scalar energetics platform in Japan, and so was Chernobyl. Chernobyl
right.
in Russia was a scalar energetics. So, you know, there's a war going on. Of course, you know, it has been for a long time, but someone took out the scalar energetics weapons platform in Chernobyl in Russia, and I think I know, but I don't, I'm not going to say, but I, and then the one in Japan, I really do believe that was the Russians who attacked Japan and took out Chernobyl, and that's still going on today, and we don't know, you know, but the Japanese, if they suspect that something's getting ready to happen, it could be another one of their installations being attacked.
Sure. Well, and here's the thing, Mark. It's no wonder that everybody's buying potassium iodide and potassium iodate and Nuke Protect from the Power Mall because of the fact that they're all freaking out. I mean, look what Fukushima did with all the fallout and all the garbage floating in the sea all the way to Hawaii. So, you know, knowing this, you know, knowing this and the fact that they have the ability, anybody living within 310 miles radius of a nuclear power plant needs to have a supply of this stuff, and this is why it's flying off the shelves like crazy, because frankly we don't know who to trust. You know, we trust our own instincts. Well, and we appreciate your input on that.
Well, if people want to learn about scalar energetics, Lieutenant Colonel Tom Bearden, retired, he used to live, I don't know if he's still alive, but I used to talk to him, but he lives down in Huntsville, Alabama, but he wrote a lot of books on scalar wave. But the other thing I just wanted to tell you real quick is Ezekiel 38 is not about Palestine being attacked. It's about America, because America is the nation of Israel that is talking about in Ezekiel 38. So, you know, we're going to have a war here, and we're going to have Russian and Chinese troops on our soil, so people better get ready.
Well, this is one of the things that I've been saying is that, you know, I don't, I'm not really worried about them coming house to house trying to give everybody the jab more than I am powder blue helmets or foreign invaders. Anybody out there want to watch that movie Red Dawn? You kind of know where I'm coming from and what you need to do. Mark, I appreciate your call. Thank you so much this morning for chiming in. The U.S. is going to welcome up to 100,000 Ukrainians and others fleeing Russians' aggression, according to senior administration officials. Wow. They're considering a full range of legal pathways to the U.S. You know, it's amazing, because who do you think they're going to vote for? Yeah, you see, they're going to try to rush just what they're doing at the southern border. Again, folks, when you multiculturalize a nation, you bring problems to that nation. All I got to do, I got one word, U.K. Look what's happening in the UK, and look who's all moved in there and taken over. It is so multiculturalized. They have to put up security cameras anywhere. The city of London has over 250,000 of those security cameras. Boy, talk about feeling like you're in the middle of a proctology exam. Supreme Court nominee Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson, I don't know how well her hearing fared yesterday. Dozens of hours of questions during 3 days of her confirmation, the five takeaways. She backs off from committed judicial philosophy. She was questioned on if she would overturn precedent. She's not a biologist when asked what is a woman. Pressed on child porn sentencing. And, you know, why did you give these people such light sentences? This stuff is egregious. And the Democrats, of course, emphasized Jackson would be the first black female justice. Well, that's wonderful, but is she qualified? Here's the thing. We've had law professors on. Remember the one from Tennessee that wrote the book? We had him on this week. You go back and listen to the archives. And he was talking about the fact that we've got the good old boys club up there. And everybody's basically, most of them are Ivy Leaguers. And they all got liberal educations. And they're toying with their constitution. And they rule narrowly. And that's how they do it. They nitpick just little bits and pieces of things. Again, I brought up two cases during that interview. Bell Atlantic versus Twombly and Ashcroft versus Iqbal. If you type in those two cases, you will read how it is you are supposed to come into court and why they toss out so many cases because you don't plead with particularity. This is two of the cases that they used to change the structure of the way things are done in the federal court system. A complaint has been filed with the Wisconsin Elections Commission bringing bribery allegations against the mayor, a former mayor, and the city clerk of Milwaukee over their actions leading up to and during the 2020 presidential election. And you can read all about that in our email blast in your inbox. If you get it, subscribe to it at thepowerhour.com. Leaders of 10 major U.S. airlines are calling on the Biden administration to drop the mask mandates and pre-departure testing requirements. Hallelujah. I hope they're listening. Kansas and Kentucky hope that the post-Roe America, they're preparing in their state legislatures a ruling to establish a constitutional right to abortion. You get to read more of that on the email in blast. The Supreme Court is not saying whether or not Justice Clarence Thomas is still hospitalized. Republicans, of course, got there when they remember we were talking about Judge Jackson. They got their hour, their records, all the records on Judge Jackson hours later than the Democrats did. Go figure that one out. Condescending Biden because of the way he's been behaving. Democrats are losing in key congressional districts. Take that for what it is. It could be propaganda. Former President Donald Trump's favorability rating is in much better shape than every national political figure, including those the corporate media spends billions of dollars to protect. What's key about favorability is basically a likability poll. The winning favorability rating means the public likes you, which can be even more important than your job approval ratings. One good example of that is Barack Obama. Take that for what you will. Tucker Carlson, Fox News commentator, was censored by Twitter for supporting the Babylon Bee. And if you know anything about the Babylon Bee, they like to do satire. Yeah, it's amazing how that works. All of this and more is going to be on your email in blast. Subscribe at the Power Hour or PowerHour.com. Excuse me. I'm getting Power Mall and Power Hour. I'm just so stuck on the Power Mall for ordering stuff. We're going to have Nick Quibishley on the phone with us right after the short break here on the Power Hour. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. When talking of great immune support, a line of products comes to my mind. That's North American Urban Spice. We carry the Rest Vital Calf, Sinua Raga, Oreganol Juice, Purely C, Chaga Max, Collagen Power Plus, Orega Rest, Super Strength Oregano Oil, Black Seed, and many more. Support small businesses when you buy from the good guys. Go to thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Hi, this is Catherine of the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with olive oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that olive oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
And we're back with another segment of the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. It's 31 minutes after the hour Central Time, Thursday, March 24th, 2022. And, you know, one of the things that we value most is we, the people in America, is our privacy and our personal freedom guaranteed. We are allowed to have privacy in our personal papers under the Fourth Amendment of the Constitution of the U.S. Well, we have a gentleman on the phone from across the pond, Nick Corbishley. He's a journalist with a global perspective who specializes in breaking news, finance, and politics. He is formerly a senior contributing editor at the San Francisco-based economics and finance news site Wolf Street. He is currently a regular contributor to the U.S. financial news and analysis blog Naked Capitalism, where he writes about financial, economic, and political developments in Europe and Latin America. He is the author of a new book out. It's called Scanned, Why Vaccine Passports and Digital IDs Will Mean the End of Privacy and Personal Freedom. It's published by Chelsea Green Publishing as of March of this year. Brand new book out. That's right. You can buy the book at chelseagreen.com/product/scanned. And Nick, welcome to the show. Appreciate you coming on.
Thanks for having me, Dave.
One of the things that I wanted to touch base, because everybody's always concerned about privacy and personal freedom, and I just brought up before we went on the air about the fact that there's over 250,000 cameras peering at everyone in the city of London. And a lot of it has to do with the fact that they're multiculturalized and they've come to accept all of this digital ID, passports, monitoring, everything having to do with whatever, because, oh, I want to be secure. And I got a feeling that this is a little bit more nefarious, and you've basically outlined that in this book. So, like I ask all of the people that are promoting books on our show, give us the 40,000-foot view of what this book talks about, first off.
Okay, I mean, the book is fundamentally about the risks that vaccine passports and digital identity pose to liberal democracies in the world. And by liberal democracies, I mean the countries in the European Union, the United States, Canada, which we used to think of as a shining example of a liberal democracy, and places like Australia, New Zealand, and many of the other countries that kind of like follow to a certain extent the example that Western liberal democracies have set. And we are very quickly being herded into a very different type of society and a very different type of economy and a very different type of existence. And that is that is because we have new technologies that enable governments, central banks, corporations to exert far greater influence on our day-to-day life and to know far more about what we're doing. And we've already seen that in effect in many of the places where extremely draconian vaccine passport systems have been rolled out in the last 6 to 7 months. So I mean, this is what the book was fundamentally about. It's also, it also delves into the central bank digital currencies that are very, very much under development in most of the countries on the planet. So it's really kind of like it was intended as a means of informing the world about what is happening that we really don't know about. This is one of the very few books I think you'll be able to find on bookshelves about this topic.
Right. Well, Nick, the thing is I have always talked about the Hegelian dialectic, and that is you basically come up with a problem which you've already created a solution for, and then you present that problem with such a narrative that you scare the hell out of the population, and then the population clamors for a solution, which you already have. And then you put this solution into play. And the thing is now with all of these mandatory vaccines that are going on now and all the protests, some of the countries, have you noticed, are abandoning this vaccine passport as well as the mandates. Have you seen any kind of shift the other way?
Well, I mean, like, I think we have to be very careful about what verbs we use. So most countries are suspending the use of vaccine passports. It's very important to put this in inverted commas and to make sure that your listeners realize this. It's countries are not canceling them. They are not removing them from their legislation. They are just pushing them to the background. And we already know that many countries still have vaccine passport systems in place for travel. So if you want to visit many countries in Europe, you still need to prove that you are fully vaccinated. If I want to go to the United States, I have to prove that I am fully vaccinated, which means I think that means I have to not just have had the first two vaccines, but also a booster shot. I think that we have to be very wary about falling into this trap of believing what our governments are trying to sell us, which is this idea that we are leaving all that behind. In actual fact, the World Health Organization is, it seems, in the process of enshrining vaccine passports in its own guidelines for the 193 member states that are signatories to the World Health Organization's legislation. So it's that if that happens, that is absolutely huge. That means that instead of vaccine passports disappearing, they are going to become more or less universally applied, and they are going to become permanent.
Yeah, that's kind of sad. Part of the thing is that we have been inundated with not only just lockdowns and economic destruction, but they keep moving the goalpost, and they meaning the power elite, Fauci and everybody else here in the States. I mean, we're basically, most of my listeners are in the States, but we have people on shortwave that listen to us in different parts of the world over various radio outlets. And so one of the things that, you know, it's like you sit there and say we have to have a vaccination, yet the data is now showing that everybody that's been vaccinated is coming down with COVID. And then they move the goalpost again and say, well, you won't get it as bad. So it's another lie. They really don't know that. They lied about the fact that all these people that got the jab are having adverse events, and they're lying about that and the number of people and the condition that they're in. We got a long list of those that we're publishing in our email blast that we send out to everybody, in addition to a link to buy your book. The vaccine passports, basically we're being told, oh, they're just a small collective sacrifice that will allow us to return to normality. This new normal, now this is all a lie too, is it not?
Yeah, I mean, like, the idea that, number one, that there is small collective sacrifice is absurd. If you look at a country like Italy, where if you are over the age of 50 and you are not vaccinated, you cannot work and you have to pay crushing fines to the government. If you look at a country like Austria, where they have imposed lockdowns on the unvaccinated, these are not small collective sacrifices. The sacrifice essentially is kind of social cohesion, is social harmony. So we are creating societies which are driven down the middle, or where we have huge minorities being pushed to the fringes and being stripped of essentially most of the rights that we have enjoyed for decades, if not centuries, depending on the country. So, I mean, like, the idea of it's a small collective sacrifice is totally insane. It's absurd. We are witnessing this. These constant, what would we say, fabrications. I agree with you. I mean, like, when it comes to the vaccines, as I say in my book, there does seem to be some, the evidence does seem to suggest that they do help to reduce your risk of serious symptoms. I mean, that does seem to be the case. But at the same time, I mean, a vaccine is supposed to at the very least, control, significantly reduce the amount of transmission of a virus within a population. That is the definition, or at least it was the definition of a vaccine. And when we have these medical products that clearly do not offer that possibility, because we've just been through the largest wave of COVID-19 so far, at a moment, you know, a year and a bit after the rollout of the vaccines, it's clear to anybody with a functioning brain that these vaccines are not functioning as vaccines. They are, as one of the senior medical advisors to the French president, Emmanuel Macron, said, these are more like medicines than they are like vaccines. And we have never, in the history of medicine, we have never made a medical product that isn't a vaccine mandatory. We have never forced anybody. If you have cancer, you can't force that person. If somebody has cancer, you cannot force them to take chemotherapy. I mean, like, if the only potential real benefit of taking these vaccines is personal, is to reduce your risk of developing serious symptoms, then there really is no argument for forcing people to take it. Yet, as I said, the World Health Organization is seriously exploring the possibility of recommending this at all of the, it's 193 country member signatories. And this is huge because, so it, my wife is Mexican. We visit Mexico quite regularly, and we went there in December, and we were able to go to Mexico without having to show any form of vaccine passport. And they, in Mexico, there are no vaccine passports as of yet. But if the World Health Organization changes its approach and recommends that all member states have, or all signatory states use the vaccine passports, then you are expanding the use of vaccine passports in countries that did not have them before.
Well, then the thing is, Mexico got ahead of this thing when it started up in 2020 and treated their population with ivermectin. Even the families of the afflicted were treated with ivermectin, and they killed this thing virtually in very short order. And the thing is they don't seem, I mean, this is a thing, when you look at these vaccine mandates, I've got airline pilots I'm talking to. I've got truckers I'm talking to. They're saying, look, all this is messing up the supply chain. It's killing the economy. You know, what's your take on that?
I mean, I live in Barcelona, Spain. So right now we're on the 10th day of a trucker's strike that has paralyzed many of the supply chains that we all depend on. The ports are effectively closed right now. And we are seeing some empty shelves in supermarkets in quite a few parts of the country. It was clear from day one that if you are going to mandate vaccines for essential workers like truckers, it was clear, as I warned in my book, that this was going to massively exacerbate the supply chain crisis that was caused by the lockdowns of 2020. And you didn't need to be a genius to realize that, which is why it was so controversial what Trudeau did on his side of the Canadian border and what the US government did on its side of the US-Canadian border by essentially mandating that all truckers had to be vaccinated. Otherwise, you had to do a two-week quarantine. There was no public health justification for that in a moment where we knew that the vaccines were not stopping the transmission of this virus. They knew that what they were doing was going to unleash more problems in the supply chain and more inflation.
Right. So as from a global perspective, this mandate scenario is going to literally wipe out small businesses.
I mean, like, many of the small businesses that are barely hanging on, they are now having to deal with ever rising costs. And if you're a big business, you can at least in the short term, you can absorb those rising costs. You have much greater possibilities. this, for example, in Spain, the truckers that are protesting right now, they're on strike. They are almost, well, they are by and large kind of like small businesses. They are self-employed. What their biggest complaint is about large trucking companies essentially offering their services below cost in an attempt to wipe them out. So yes, this is arguably one of the, let's say, top five most important impacts at an economic level of the COVID-19 pandemic and the vaccine passports, vaccine mandates, is the kind of like widespread destruction of small businesses.
Right. Now, but the thing is that what you just said, Nick, was that this, you got the large trucking companies that are trying to drop their prices to undercut the small operators to put them out of business. This sounds like just a matter of, this is how competition works, especially in they're taking advantage of a mandate or a crisis. And, like the Democrats, like Rahm Emanuel over here in Chicago used to say, never let a good crisis go to waste. I mean, it seems like that's what the truckers are doing right now, is trying to, you know, drive the little guy out of business.
Well, I mean, I think you could say that that's kind of happening on so many different levels. So, I mean, like the original lockdowns were applied much more to smaller businesses than they were to the larger businesses. And so, I mean, like with the exception to a certain extent of hospitality businesses. So the effect on small businesses, and small businesses are always having to cope with greater pressures because they don't have the margins and they don't have the cash flows and they don't have the cheap loans, the cheap credit that larger businesses have. In fact, that, you know, if you look at what has happened over the last 2 years, you can see quite a few examples of large businesses that were essentially zombie companies before the pandemic began. And they have kind of like, they've been able to strengthen their finances because of all the assistance they've received from whether it's the central banks or whether it's from government. There's been enough studies now to show that the closer you are, the bigger you are, the closer you are to kind of like government or central banks, you know, the more likelihood you are of getting very generous support. So I mean, like it's been a nightmare for small businesses. It's been a nightmare for self-employed workers. And right. These are kind of like the most, you know, let's just say they are the independent operators within an economy. They fulfill a vital function. They are there. They are in many cases, they're kind of like pillars of community. They bring the places where people meet. So I mean, the loss of small businesses would be absolutely devastating. And also at a global level, because they provide far more than 50% of jobs in most countries.
Sure, no doubt. 844-769-2944 is the number to call if you want to talk to Nick Corbishley about Scammed, the book. Here's the thing. Digital IDs. This is basically what the book is about. I see a QR code on the front page, and I'm like, okay, so if they put in these vaccines allegedly have mRNA and nanotechnology in them to where they literally can track people. I mean, it's bad enough they use their cell phones and 5G. What do you see as the greatest dangers of these digital IDs?
Well, I mean, I don't go there with the nanotechnologies within the actual mRNA vaccines. I mean, that's something that, I mean, like, I don't deal with. In fact, the book doesn't talk much about the vaccines themselves. There's only one chapter that addresses the vaccines. But I mean, like the digital identity is something that should seriously worry us all. I mean, it's it will change the way we function as a society. It will change the way we relate to power, and it will change the way power relates to us. And we've already seen this with the vaccine passports. We've seen how it kind of like it creates the opportunity for much greater surveillance. And it creates this opportunity for governments to essentially force people to comply with essentially just about any rule they want to come up with. And that is a terrifying thought. I mean, like, you know, we live in societies which are supposed to be liberal democracies where, you know, government is to a certain extent restrained from being able to impose itself in our lives. The moment we kind of like step into this digital identity system, it will be a very different reality. We will be You know, you will have a, I mean, like, whereas the vaccine passports, it was all about, you know, what vaccines you've taken. That is the information that you would, you can bring up through the scan. With digital identity, it could be your finances, it could be your health records, it could be your tax records, it could be, you know, who you've associated with. It's the list is endless in terms of like the potential applications. And yes, it's that ability to punish those who step out of line, to reward those who abide, who do the right thing. And it's that kind of society, a little bit like kind of like the social credit system, in China, what it is, trying to bring into effect, which is this society of obedience, of good behavior. And it's like, you know, a lot of people might say, well, you know, if you're going to throw rubbish in the street, then, you know, maybe somebody should get a little slap on the wrist. Maybe that's not a bad thing. But the question is who gets to decide what good behavior is and who gets to decide what bad behavior is? And what are the punishments for bad behavior? I mean, we just saw in Canada, the government there essentially froze the accounts of anybody who had the temerity to donate $20, $50, $100 to a protest movement that was perfectly legal in its moment. And that is a terrifying power to have.
It is, and that's one of the reasons why, you know, having this book out, why vaccine passports, mandates, and digital IDs. I mean, one thing, it seems, leads to another. It creates a second class of citizen in America, which, you know, most of our listeners are here. They're elderly. We have a lot of us, and I'm talking about we the sheeple, not we the people, have fallen for the government lies. The United States government operates as a one-party system that's on an agenda, and it's all being driven by the globalist elite. And they're all authoritarian in nature. It doesn't matter whether they're right-wing or left-wing. They all operate on the same platform. Do you discuss anything about the World Economic Forum in your book?
Yeah. I mean, like, the World Economic Forum is featured in the book, as is the Gates Foundation. The World Economic Forum has played a very important role in, I would say, in guiding this agenda toward its fruition, and they have not been shy about telling about divulging this or disclosing this. I mean, like, they've Klaus Schwab, the founder of the World Economic Forum, has published two books, The Great Reset and now The Great Narrative, about how this digital transformation will be achieved and what its great advantages and benefits will be. I mean, it's a very strange world. I mean, like, one of the positive things that I've seen in the last few months is the fact that a large number of people are beginning to talk about the World Economic Forum's insidious impact on our government. I mean, like, the way it's able to infiltrate government. And I think that this is really important, because people didn't really realize that when they were voting for their local MP or their local representative, if that local representative or local MP was to begin to be quite successful or important within his party structure, he or she might get invited to Davos to attend this Young Global Leaders program, where certain ideas are promoted. And presumably they are molded in certain ways, and they've had a lot of success in picking leaders. I mean, like, those leaders include Angela Merkel of Germany, who's dominated German politics for around about 16 years. They include Macron of France. They include Tony Blair of the UK. They include Pete Buttigieg, of the United States, the current government. I think he's the transportation secretary.
Right.
So I mean, like, this incredible ability of picking somebody who's, you know, beginning to rise within the party structure, and that person a few years later will be leading the government. It's and in the case of Canada, you've got Trudeau and apparently half of the cabinet of the Canadian government is a graduate of the Young Global Leaders Program by the World Economic Forum. So it's a lot of influence, and finally people are beginning to pay attention to it.
Well, that's a good thing, and they need to pay attention to it. As a matter of fact, Dr. Peter McCullough has classified the book Scanned as, quote, an emergency read. Scanned is a manifesto examining the vital issues around the global governmental push toward vaccine mandates and how they're being used to radically reorder society in ways that are of little benefit to anyone except the business, financial, and political elite. This is a book you need to get yourself a hold of. Nick Corbishley's put this thing together. It's very detailed. And this is one of the reasons why we had him on the show, to discuss some of the talking points in the book. The whole idea is to be able to go get it at chelseagreen.com/product/scanned, and you can buy that directly. The title of the book is Scanned, Why Vaccine Passports, Mandates, and Digital IDs Will Mean the End of Privacy and Personal Freedom. And if you value yours, this is the time to act and get knowledge. That's what's important. Thank you, Nick. We appreciate you coming on the show.
And, thank you, Dave.
You bet. Our second hour replay coming up is going to be Stephen Harkins with a little bit of news. We'll be putting all of the North American Urban Spice products on sale today and tomorrow. So you want to get your Nuke Protect, because that's going on sale, too, here at the Power Mall. Dave Krieger, it's been wonderful being with you. We're going to take that second hour, and it's going to be a replay for those of you. Don't fret. In the meantime, God bless you, and God bless the United States of America.
Probiotics. Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our